Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Raise your hands if this sounds familiar. You're juggling a million tasks, fighting fires, and you constantly feel like there aren't enough hours in the day. The entrepreneurial hustle is real, but here's a secret they don't teach you in business school. The most successful entrepreneurs aren't always the busiest, they're the smartest. I'm about to drop a truth bomb. I'm lazy. Not in the Netflix binging, potato chip munching kind of way. I'm talking about strategic laziness, a refusal to do any task more than once if I can help it. Why? Because time is our most precious non-renewable asset, and every minute you spend on repetitive work is a minute you're not spending on growth, innovation, or hell, even a little bit of fun. That's where the magic of templates and SOPs, standard operating procedures, come in. These are the unsung heroes of the entrepreneurial toolkit. They are the secret sauce that allows you to scale without chaos. If you've ever tried to onboard a new employee or delegate a task and you've had it go sideways, SOPs are your instruction manual for repeatable success. They allow you to focus on what matters. By automating the mundane, you free up your brain power for big picture stuff. And they let you unlock hidden profits. When you streamline processes, this leads to cost savings and efficiency gains you never saw coming. Now, I know what you're thinking. Scott, I've tried templates before. They're glorified checklists. Wrong. Templates and SOPs are so much more than that. They're your knowledge base, your quality control, your ticket to building a business that runs like a well-oiled machine even when you're not around. Today, I'm going to talk about a few different things. I'm going to speak about the minimum viable template framework, SOPs, and the set it and forget it mindset. So the minimum viable template framework is how to create templates that are actually useful, not just busy work. SOPs, I'm going to speak about some unconventional use cases that are going to surprise you about how I use SOPs in my day-to-day. And then the set it and forget it mindset. This is building a culture of continuous improvement around your templates. So buckle up, my fellow lazy entrepreneurs. We're going to unlock a level of productivity that you never thought possible. Let's start with the MVT. This is your template starting point. This is the minimum viable template. It is a simple but effective way to approach template creation. It consists of three key elements. Number one, the goal. What are you trying to achieve with this template? Be specific. Instead of, for example, onboarding new clients, try ensure new clients understand our services and next steps within 48 hours of signing up. That's the goal. Number two, the steps. You want to break down the process into a bare minimum actions required to achieve the goal. Don't get bogged down in the details yet. Just focus on the essential building blocks. And number three, the outcome. How will you measure success? What are the key indicators that the template is working? This could be anything from client satisfaction ratings to project completion times. Here's an example MVT, minimum viable template for a client onboarding template and a client onboarding process. So the goal is to ensure new clients understand our services and next steps within 48 hours of signing up. The steps would be to send a welcome email with a link to a client portal, schedule a kickoff call within 24 hours, and send a follow-up email with the recap of call and next steps. And the outcome, the client completes the onboarding survey with a 90% satisfaction rating, and the client schedules the first project meeting within 7 days of kickoff call. Why does the MVT work? The beauty of the MVT is simplicity. It forces you to focus on the essentials and avoid overcomplicating things. This is especially important for first-time template creators and entrepreneurs. Remember, you can always add more detail later. The key is to get something down on paper that you can start using and iterating on. And a pro tip, don't be afraid to start with a messy, handwritten template. The goal is to capture your thoughts and ideas, not create a work of art. Now, once you have your MVT, it's time to start fleshing it out. This is where you can add more detail. You can refine your steps. You can incorporate feedback from your team, from your customers. But remember, MVT is your foundation. It's the guiding principle that will keep your template on track and ensure it's actually useful. So now you have a solid understanding of the minimum viable template framework, how to use it to create basic templates. But here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about SOPs. SOPs are kind of templates on steroids. They're standard operating procedures. They are boring corporate documents that are more advanced versions of MVTs that could be used for things like onboarding employees or handling customer complaints. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. But the truth is, SOPs can be applied in almost any area of your life and your business. I mean, they can also be included and used in things that are not even your business. They can be part of your morning routine or your creative process. But here's a few examples of SOPs, which are really just more advanced MVTs that I've used in my own life and my own business right now. So I have a content creation SOP. So I have a detailed SOP, standard operating procedure, for every piece of content I create, whether it's a tweet, a blog post, a podcast episode. This includes everything from idea generation to promotion. This ensures consistent quality and frees up my mental energy to focus on the actual creation process. I have a meeting SOP, so every meeting I attend has a predefined agenda and a set of outcomes. This keeps us on track. This prevents meetings from dragging on. This ensures that everyone leaves with a clear understanding of next steps. I have a decision-making SOP. When faced with a difficult decision, I have a set of questions I ask myself to weigh the options and make the best choice. This takes the emotion out of the process. This helps me make much more rational decisions. And I also personally have a morning routine SOP. So even my routine is partially SOP-ified. So this ensures that I start my day with the right mindset and really set myself up for success. So when you graduate from MVT to SOP, the benefits are numerous. You're going to have increased productivity. You're going to be automating repetitive tasks and decisions. This frees up a ton of mental bandwidth and time for more important things. You're going to improve quality. SOPs help you standardize processes and ensures you have consistent quality across everything you do. It reduces stress. So knowing that you have a plan for everything reduces stress. It reduces anxiety. It allows you to focus on what matters most. And it enhances your creativity, because when you take care of the mundane, you free up your creative entrepreneurial energy for more innovative work. I challenge you to take a look at your own life and identify at least three areas where you could build out an MVT for your business, or even just go straight to SOP for your life. It could be anything from your weekly meal prep to your content creation process to your meeting process. Start small and see how it goes. I guarantee you'll be surprised at how much of a difference it makes. Now, let's bring this home. Let's talk about the set it and forget it mindset, but not really. So when you create a template or SOP, it is tempting to think of it as finished and a completely done product, something you can set and forget. And that's okay to start, because I want you to start to get it done. I want you to start working on it first. But the truth is, templates, SOPs, MVTs should be living, breathing documents that evolve over time. Think about it like this. Your business is constantly changing. New products, new services, new team members. All of these things require adjustments to your process. And the world is constantly changing. Technology, regulations, consumer preferences. All of these things can impact how you do business. To stay ahead of the curve, you need to adopt a set it and forget it mindset, but not really. Here's what I mean. So you're going to set it. You're going to create your templates and SOPs with the intention that they will be used and followed. Don't just create them for the sake of creating them. You're going to forget it. You're not going to obsess over every detail. You're going to get the basics down and you're going to start using your templates. You can always refine them later. But then the last piece is, but not really. Set it, forget it, but not really. Regularly review your templates and SOPs to see if they're still relevant and effective. Get feedback from your team. Make adjustments as needed. Remember, the best way to ensure your templates and SOPs stay relevant is to build a culture of continuous improvement around them. Here's a few last tips. You want to encourage feedback. You want to make it easy for your team to provide feedback on your templates and SOPs. You can use surveys, suggestion boxes, or you can just chat with them, have conversations. Track results. Use metrics to track the effectiveness of your templates and SOPs. Are they helping you achieve their goals? Are they saving you time and money? And lastly, always celebrate wins. When you see positive results, celebrate them. This reinforces the importance of templates and SOPs and encourages your team team to keep using them. Remember, templates and SOPs are the lazy entrepreneur's secret weapon. They allow you to automate the mundane, streamline your process, and free up your mental energy for more important things. But they are not a magic bullet. To get the most out of them, you need to adopt the right mindset and build a culture of continuous improvement. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.